From CAP Radio in Sacramento, this is Insight. I'm your host, Alan Young. It's been exactly 1 year since the devastating October 7th attacks in Israel, which killed 1,200 people and resulted in 250 more being taken as hostages. As the conflict between Israel and Hamas intensifies, the ripple effects have touched communities across the globe, including right here in Sacramento. For many Jewish families, this is a time of profound reflection, both on lives lost and the ongoing violence. Today, we're joined by Rabbi Yossi Grossbaum from the Chabad Jewish Community Center of Folsom and El Dorado Hills. As a leader and a spiritual guide, Rabbi Grossbaum has been at the heart of conversations with local families who have lost loved ones in Israel. He's here today to reflect on this tragic anniversary and to discuss a peaceful path forward here in our region and beyond. Rabbi Grossbaum, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me.
As a Jewish leader in our community, how are you reflecting on this day? Where are you at mentally and spiritually?
There's no question it's a difficult day. The contrast during this time of year, usually focused on our holidays, the high holidays of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur. The October 7th last year was actually on the happiest day on the Jewish calendar, called Simchat Torah, a day which is typically a day of celebration, a day where we sing and dance and rejoice. And instead, it's become a day associated with pain and suffering and mourning. And the way I like to think about it, and what I'm encouraging everyone to think about in my community, is that we have to, it's not just 1 year of mourning, 1 year commemorating the suffering over the past year, but it's 1 year stronger. In general, in Jewish, unfortunately, in Jewish history, we have a lot of experience with tragedy. If you're familiar with Jewish history, we've had many occasions where Jewish communities were devastated, Jewish people were massacred. It's unfortunately not something which we're unfamiliar with. But there's a very important focus in the Jewish community, and that is on the future. So while we mourn the past, we can't build on the mourning. We can't build a future on commemorating the loss. So it's important to focus on the future. It's important to focus on what we can, how we can grow, how we can ensure that there is a future. And I like to reflect on a particular episode in Jewish history, which is very much associated with tragedy, but the way that it was framed in Jewish tradition is with a focus on the future. The temple in Jerusalem, the second temple, was destroyed by the Romans in around the year 70 AD, or as we would say, common era. And the remnant of the Jewish community gathered themselves in Israel. They were denied from settling in Jerusalem, but they settled in a place nearby called Beitar. They reestablished a government and eventually launched actually a rebellion against the occupying force, the Roman occupying force. It was successful for a short number of years until it was brutally put down by the Roman army in a terrible manner, and the entire city was razed. The defenders of the city were completely massacred or wiped out. And to add insult to injury, the Roman force didn't allow for the burial of the Jewish people who had been killed. And that lasted for quite a number of years. And tradition tells us that miraculously, those people who had been killed, those Jewish people who had been killed, didn't decompose. And a number of years later, there was a new Caesar allowed for the burial of those individuals. At that time, the sages composed an additional prayer, which we say after a meal, which is Hatov Vahamete, which means acknowledging God as the one who is good and does good, which, if you think about it, it's a very strange prayer to say, acknowledging the fact that now, years later, we were able to bury our dead. You know, the event was horrific. The amount of loss and devastation was terrible, was beyond our imagination. And to add insult to injury, we weren't allowed to bury our dead. When we finally were, they make a prayer thanking God and praising God as being good, who does good. It seems like it would be more appropriate to focus on the loss and the pain and the suffering and the devastation. Even the minimal reprieve of being allowed to bury our dead is, you know, only associated with that loss. But the focus of the sages at the time was on the future. Focus on the small glimmer of hope, the positive, the little aspect of positivity that we could find. Focus on that and build on that. And that's how we can build a Jewish future. And the fact is, we fast forwarded almost 2,000 years and here we are. The Jewish people have suffered quite a bit through those 2,000 years, but we're still here and we're still telling our story and we're still being a positive force in this world. And I think at this time, it's also important that while we reflect on the devastation of last October 7th and the pain and suffering that we've endured since then and the challenges that the Jewish community globally has faced since then, it's also important to focus on the positive and to highlight the positive and, in fact, highlight the miracles that we're experiencing on a regular basis. So that's in a nutshell.
Yeah, thank you for that. And I want to elaborate on that. Historical events in its resonance for today. There are still hostages unaccounted for, as well as an escalating death toll in Gaza. As war and the threat of greater war has escalated, can you describe how your thinking has evolved on this conflict from a year ago?
Yeah. Well, I put the fault, the blame of the entire experience on the terrorists who perpetrated the attacks on October 7th and who have taken hostages and have held on to these hostages all this time and are still holding hostages and are still, as we speak, doing everything they can to hurt and kill Jewish people living in Israel and anyone else they can attack. Their responsibility for the devastation in the region and the broader impact it's had on not only the people living in Israel, but also those in Gaza and in Lebanon and other areas that are affected. It's baffling that there's not more pressure put on the terrorists to lay down their arms, to release the hostages. There's complaints against Israel for the way they're handling things. There's a lot to discuss in every situation, but the one party that's responsible for every single person that's hurt or every single person that's killed in the entire region are the terrorists that are maintaining, who began this conflict and are maintaining the conflict as we speak.
Is there a majority opinion among our local Jewish community members about how this conflict should end?
I'm not sure that there's a lot of consensus with regards to how to end the conflict. The truth is, frankly, it's not really my concern. I'm not an Israeli politician, and I'm not involved in Israeli politics. And for us over here, what we believe or we feel is not necessarily going to make much of a difference. In Israel, there's a lot more direct relevance and people that are there, we can discuss it. But one thing that is certain is highlighting the strength that we have as a Jewish community when we are united, when we're unified, when we're working together is our greatest strength. The Jewish people throughout history have been strongest when we're united and we've experienced the greatest setbacks and the greatest, unfortunately, the greatest suffering when we've been divided. And there has been quite a resurgence of Jewish unity over this past year, which is a very positive thing. And I hope that general sense of Jewish unity will continue and strengthen and grow.
You're listening to Insight here on CAP Radio. If you're just joining us, we're speaking with Rabbi Yossi Grossbaum from the Chabad Jewish Community Center of Folsom and El Dorado Hills. We're reflecting on the anniversary of the October 7th Hamas attack, the deepening war, and what it means for our Jewish community. Sacramento has long had strong interfaith and intercultural relationships over the years. As you know, our region is home to a large Palestinian-American community. Over the past year, what opportunities have there been for our Jewish community and our Palestinian-American community to have conversations with each other?
I've made some efforts, but they've been rebuffed. Unfortunately, there's no real, at least my experience has been that there's no real interest in any type of conversation. And the reality is that it's not my concern to get into a political battle of who's right and who's wrong. I have very clear opinions, and I feel very strongly that if someone's going to defend indiscriminate terrorist attacks as some type of legitimate expression of anything, I feel that's completely wrong. But our focus, my focus, and as a Jewish community, our focus in general is on spreading light. There's an expression, a Jewish expression, a little light dispels much darkness. Getting involved in arguments doesn't lead to anything positive. People have their opinions, everyone's set in their ways, but focusing on positive things is the way to go forward. The land of Israel is referred to, in Hebrew, it's called Eretz Yisrael, which means the land of Israel. Israel is the name that we get from our ancestor. In the Torah, we have, the Torah tells us, the Jewish tradition tells us that there's three ancestors of the Jewish people: Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Jacob's other name was Israel. It's referred to as the land of Israel, not the land of Abraham, even though he was promised the land by God. It's not called the land of Isaac, even though he was promised the land as well. It's called the land of Israel. And the Jewish people are referred to as the Bnei Yisrael, the children of Israel, for that reason. The word Israel in Hebrew is made of the word Shir El, which means the song of God. Our role as a community and as an individual Jew is to be like, to sing God's song in this world, to bring godliness and awareness of godliness in this world. When we are aware of godliness, when the world in general is aware of God's presence in this world and our responsibility as human beings to live up to that role that God placed us in this world to achieve, to make this world a godly place, there's no room for arguments. There's only room for focusing on positive and focusing on light. And that's really the way we try to, where we put the emphasis.
What would you say to our community members who have deep concerns with the Israeli government and where this conflict is going?
Yeah, there's definitely concerns. Every democratic society will have complaints about the government, and there's a system in Israel, the vote. And the voters in Israel can choose a new government when they have the opportunity. I'm sure they will. Or they may be happy with the government and continue to vote the current government in. It's not really so much about the particular government. It's really about what's right and what's wrong. And sometimes right is messy and uncomfortable, and especially when you're dealing with someone that wants to kill you. Unfortunately, there aren't very pleasant ways of defending yourself. You know, defending yourself with smiles and handshakes when someone's shooting rockets and sending armies of terrorists across your border doesn't really work. And sometimes you have to use force. And the terrorists, if they had any concern for innocent people getting caught up, which they don't, if they had any concern for innocent people being affected, they would stop. Israel has no history of aggressively attacking anybody. They defend themselves, and they should defend themselves when they're attacked. If you're attacked and you have to defend yourself, often that's very uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And when someone's trying to kill you, Jewish law actually mandates that we have to protect ourselves even if it requires killing that person first.
Unfortunately, we need to close, but I wanted to give you some space to talk about any special observances that are occurring this week that our community members should know about.
Well, our community, we're in our synagogue, we're doing a special commemoration on this Saturday in Yom Kippur. There's a tradition to say the Yizkor prayer, which is a memorial prayer. We say it for our family members. We're going to be adding a special Yizkor prayer for those who were affected by the terrorist attacks last year. We'll also, on Simchat Torah, which is a Jewish anniversary of the events, we're going to be, it's a day of celebration, a day of joy. And even though it's marred by this event, we're going to focus on dancing for those who can no longer dance. There is a broader communal event tonight in Sacramento, the West Steps of the Capitol, 6 o'clock. That's being organized by the Jewish Federation here in Sacramento. And I'd encourage people to attend that. And we also have something virtual that's happening on our website, jewishfolsom.org/stronger. And that's broadcast on, video broadcast on our website starting at 4 p.m. this afternoon. And there are many other things taking place in other communities in the region. And I'm sure if you look online, you can find more information about those events.
Rabbi, just in our last 30 seconds, do you have any parting words for our listeners?
I'd encourage everyone to take the time to add in goodness and kindness. Every act of goodness and kindness never fails to bring positivity. Smiling at someone, helping someone out, looking out for another, it's always going to bring positive results. Adding goodness and kindness will make this world a better place, and that's what we're here to do.
Rabbi Grossbaum, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having me. Have a nice day.
Rabbi Yossi Grossbaum is from the Chabad Jewish Community Center of Folsom and El Dorado Hills, reflecting on the first anniversary of the October 7th attacks on Israel. Up next, we'll also hear from a local Palestinian-American leader about how his community is reflecting on today, this tragic anniversary. You're listening to Insight on CAP Radio, where facts matter and stories inspire. I'm Alan Young.